74.1 Artisan Rogue Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Mario, the Artisan Rogue. For this podcast, I decided to go ahead and do a little bit more of a stream of consciousness kind of update sort of thing. So I guess if there's anything that is going to be the theme for this particular podcast, it's going to be the whole aspect of maybe change, something along that line. So let me get right to the meat of the whole thing. So a couple weeks ago, weekends ago, I had done NakaCon, which is a fantastic show located in Overland Park, Kansas. It's an anime manga sort of show that I was a vendor at, and I had my artwork and my books and stuff there. I've always had a blast doing that show. I had actually forgotten how much fun that show is. And my friend Beth and her entire crew put on a fantastic show. It's well organized. It's great. They've always got a lot of good things going on. And I love the energy, the vibe, everything. I feed off of that. I, to be completely honest, I don't know why in the world I even skipped out on the last 2 years, because I really needed it. And here's the reason why. Recently, there have been some changes at the company that I'm working at, which is Hallmark. A lot of you know that I work there. And I was a full-time production artist and also part-time voiceover actor there. And recently, they had made some changes where they were letting people go and that sort of thing. And unfortunately, I was one of the ones that, for just, you know, budgetary reasons or whatever the case might be, my last day is going to be on the 31st of March. Now, I know there's probably a lot of you out there like, you know, and thank you to all of you that, you know, at NakaCon, some other places that reached out to me and said, yeah, I'm so sorry, you know, everything else like that. It's fine. It really is. The truth is that my resume kind of looks like a big old smattering of confetti when it comes to where I've worked. I've rarely managed to stay at a job for multitudes of reasons, not necessarily getting laid off or fired every single time, where either companies downsized or something ended, you know, that sort of a thing. So I've ended up switching my jobs almost every, you know, 3 to 5 years or so. And I've actually found that that's probably not that bad of a thing to do. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people I worked with at Hallmark that have been there for 20 plus years. That is an amazing, amazing thing to admit to. You know, I don't, you know, it doesn't even have to be Hallmark. If you worked somewhere else and managed to keep a job, especially in this crazy, crazy economy that we have, kudos to you, man. Genuinely, well done. And I don't mean that sarcastically. That's a heck of a thing to accomplish. Now, for my circumstance, I'm glad it happened. There's a lot of times I know in the past that maybe I'd hold on to, you know, staying somewhere or something, and I'd start to get a little complacent, which is probably the nicest way of saying that I would get stuck in a rut. And quite frankly, you know, in tandem with this, you know, when I had taken 2 years off and wasn't doing any shows, that was the exact same sort of thing I'd run into then. I wasn't getting the stimulus or the ideas that I had really been craving. And so I felt that a lot of my work was starting to stagnate. It was starting to stay in the same place, and I wasn't critical enough to make the judgment to really make change happen for me. And, it took a couple people actually telling me, yeah, you could do better, you know, and although it hurt to hear, it did make me sit back and go, well, why am I doing shows then right now? Why am I wasting time on something when like that? And it really was that at that point in time for me. Like, I couldn't justify the costs of paying for shows to do them if I didn't feel that my work was up to par. And that's something that's manifested in a lot of different ways. Getting back to the whole Hallmark thing, I can say that one of the best things that came out of it, aside from meeting and getting to know a lot of extremely wonderful, talented, and very intelligent people, one thing that did happen was that that's where I started my voiceover career. And that is something that, you know, ever since I was a little kid, you know, I still love cartoons. I still watch them. I idolize a lot of different voice actors and stuff. And when I was a little kid, I was running around annoying my parents and my sister and my brother. You know, I'd be doing crazy little voices like this, and then, you know, jumping into something much more, you know, louder and even more annoying or something. I would do all kinds of stuff like that. Just as much as I would be, like, taping various bits of artwork to the refrigerator. It was right along in tandem with that. And, almost directly, that's exactly why now I do podcasting and stuff. I got back a little bit of my mojo. I got back the ideology that I could do more, that there was still more things out there for me to not only experiment with, but learn to do and have fun doing. And so, if anything, you know, a lot of people, you know, genuinely do say, you know, that they're sorry that I'm losing my job, but I'm like, yeah, but I've gained so much in the process. And I'm looking forward to applying this toward the next thing that I do, whether that's doing, you know, more shows, whether I eventually, I have my eyes set on doing C2E2 and a couple of the other larger shows. And I want to see like how well I can take what I've learned, you know, which has also included becoming a better pitchman, a better salesperson, not only for myself, but for what I create in general. And I really want to see what I can do with that out there. And I guess the reason I'm explaining all this is because of the fact that, you know, I had been working damn near, you know, between 65 to 71 hours a week. And that was between my 40-hour work week and then if, you know, any overtime or, you know, freelance came along or, you know, and then my own personal projects, which are just as much my job, you know, and then consistently trying new things, looking, researching, you know, whether it was looking up new software or researching something for a story arc, all of that stuff came to play in what I was doing. And honestly, here's the thing. Sometimes it's nice to have somebody else make that decision as to just how harsh of a change you're going to go through. I actually kind of get a real weird kick out of not having a safety net. And that sounds completely idiotic, I'm certain, to some of you. But the thing is that I wouldn't take as many chances if I knew there was a safety net. Because, you know, it's one of those things, and I learned that even over the years doing other odd jobs. I've worked on cattle farms, and I did security for many, many years and stuff. And all of those sort of things kind of refounded and redefined how I looked at other jobs and how I treated people and what I learned and what I could take from it. So I've never thought that there was really any such thing as a, you know, a bad job or anything else like that. If anything, you know, there's bad experiences that come along with them and horrible bosses. This is true. But, you know, if to any of you go out there, the reason why I'm talking about this in particular is I know that there's quite a few people out there that are either, you know, trying to figure out like, what am I going to do in life? What, you know, what's the next step? Maybe my job is ending or something like that, you know, take heart. Because there's a lot of us out there in this exact same situation. And regardless if you had been smart and saved money, prepared ahead of time, you know, done what you needed to do, the truth is the vast majority of us were just as unprepared as hell for any kind of change as you would ever want to be. I mean, most people fear change. I can certainly be counted in that to a certain degree. But I also have really worked hard to allow myself to see it as something exciting and something evocative of, you know, growth. And if you allow yourself to really, you know, look at that and embrace it for what it's worth, even things that don't seem to work really well at first do have a way of working out if you look at it and you try and work with it. And I understand there's always going to be that exception to the rule. I understand that's not going to be the universal case for everybody. I get it. But here's the thing. At least for me, I look at it like this way. Sure, I'm getting let go. And, you know, that means a whole bunch of things like from like my health insurance to like other things go completely out the window. I get it. It's there. But here's the thing. I'm now going to be able to redouble my efforts into other things I'm doing. I mean, I'm involved with another group called Scribblers Co., which is fantastic and wonderful. I'm really looking forward to that. It's a social outreach program for teaching art to kids in the Kansas City, Kansas area. And, you know, then I finally get a chance to really throw myself back into my artwork. There's some illustrations and some more original art. And, of course, my comic that has, you know, needed a lot of attention put onto it. And these are the kinds of things I'm looking forward to. You know, you'd be amazed how when you're faced with that sort of, you know, tumultuousness happening in your life with your career or your, you know, or your pursuits, other things will come into sharper focus. That could be a hobby. That could be maybe a connection that you had never really enacted upon and it ends up leading you down a different path. I mean, no different than it was for me doing voiceover and then going into podcasting and then hopefully getting some, you know, some opportunities that might open up for me, you know, doing local radio or some other stuff like that. You just never know. And it all comes down to the fact of how much do you want to put yourself out there and how much do you believe in yourself? Anybody and everybody can find things that are going to be negative and that just don't pan out. That's just the truth of the matter. And I'm not saying walk around with blinders and rose-colored glasses. Believe me, that is not the way to go through life. And if anything, that annoys the hell out of me, because there are people out there that want to focus on the good and wonderful. Shut up. Shut up. There's tons of things that are wrong. And the moment you do that, you're ignoring what could potentially be something that gives you something really good out of it for it being negative. And that may sound confusing, but I think if you look at whatever you're going through, if you are, in fact, any of you listeners out there are going through this sort of change, look at it and try and see it from the other angle. It's kind of like, and this is a highly unpopular saying that I brought to many people, people that are really religious get kind of pissed at me for this, but I have a very unique view of of God, okay? I tend to think of God as an elephant. And I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but here's the thing. If I'm looking at God, I see one particular angle of it. God is this, I use an elephant because I just find it funny. But if I'm looking at God, I might be looking at him from his face, but somebody else on the other side of God is looking at his rear end. We have completely different opinions of just how wonderful God, quote unquote, might be at that point. And that's not meant to be disrespectful. That's not meant to be litigious or sarcastic in any real which way, shape, or form. It's the best way that I can look at that and apply that to real world situations. If I were to sit there and go, oh my God, I'm about to lose my paycheck, I'm about to lose this, I would lose sight of the fact that I've had a lot of great opportunities come out of that job. And if it so be that, you know, my time there is over, great. But maybe there's something more that comes out of it. Maybe all the people I've talked to, maybe all the people I've met, maybe those people, it can in turn help me. And if I reach out to them and I explain to them about what's going on, that sort of thing, maybe something grows out of that. Maybe not. So I guess in the end, if there's anything I can say is, like, certainly change is going to happen. And we're not always going to be happy about it, but we can certainly learn to live alongside with it, adapt to it, and make it work for us the best we possibly can. So, if you guys have any questions or have any comments or want to add to this or anything, certainly email me at mario@mariomora.net or hit me up on any one of my websites. But in the meantime, please support your local artists, be kind to your fellow beings, and until next time, I'm Mario the Artist in Rogue.